And welcome back. The WILO Party Line on WILO is brought to you by our newest addition to the family at KMG, Casper Media Group, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Also, our friends at TC Trailers and Compass Credit Union, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, and our Big Deal site as well. It's weird being solo and on HoosierLandTV.com because, see, with Melissa and Cindy, there's at least curb appeal. You just get an eye full of a guy in, like, a purple shirt this morning. So fortunate you. Blake Dollier from the Indiana Department of Transportation is coming in on the phone with us this morning. Blake, howdy. Happy holidays.
Hey, good morning, and it is the season. It's an exciting time. It's an exciting time for the holiday season. Exciting time for NDOT, and I just appreciate you guys having me back here on the program.
Absolutely. You brought some very vital information with you last time, and we're like, hey, we got to book this guy again. So
well, I appreciate it. I was really fresh out of the gates last time. I'd still say I'm fresh out of the gates, but even more so now. You know, before I was just kind of getting my feet wet. I might be about knee-deep, kind of wading through the kiddie pool now, if you will.
Understood. Now, I've got some things in front of me that I guess we need to address at some point, and I'll just kick it right off. Can you bring us up to speed on some of the Clinton County projects that are starting in 2024, and do you need any prompts, or are you good to go?
I think I should be good to go. You know, I've got my little cheat sheet here in front of me. I've got, you know, what's coming next year kind of broken down by quarter. Looking at my notes here, and I've already started making typos. You can tell I'm already kind of in that holiday mindset, but got everything squared away, ready to go just ahead of the program here.
Blake, so, how much eggnog have you had, Blake?
You know, actually, I have not had the first sip of eggnog just yet.
Okay. I was going to try to give you an excuse there and ask how smart the eggnog, how much you had smartened the eggnog with an add-in, but I get it. It's an honest error. So, okay, so Clinton County project starting as of January 1st. Fill us in.
As of January 1st, well, we've got one project here that's going to kick off right in quarter one of 2024, and that's going to be the new signal installation at Hoke Avenue. That's just over three-quarters of a mile south of State Road 39. So, of course, you know, quarter one, kind of the wintry months, you know, if it's going to go like it's been, it may not be so cold, but, you know, if it is kind of that typical Indiana winter, you know, we don't do typically a whole lot kind of in those early months, but that'll be one of those exceptions. And as I kind of get into the later parts of the year toward construction season, that springtime, you'll start to see a few more of these projects popping up and that sort of thing. So we'll go down the list here. I'll kind of recap what all we've done this year and, got a lot of tips for drivers as well, because as you mentioned, the holiday season, you know, people are ready to go celebrate, drink that eggnog, spend time with friends and family. So a lot of good things to come, a lot of good things happening, and we've got a lot of information here for everybody today.
All righty. And I have some things here also about specific Clinton County projects starting in 2024, Clinton and Boone County. One of the things I have here in front of me is I-65 adding travel lanes in Lebanon. What's the planned rollout for that?
Yeah, so the good news is, you know, that is actually something that you know, a lot of these projects here under here are, you know, nearing completion or, you know, continuing on I-65 travel lanes in Lebanon. That's a really big deal because that's part of NDOT's big plan to expand travel throughout the state. On I-65 and I-70, that's actually nearing completion right now, I'm told.
Good.
And so that is just something really exciting. You know, obviously, when you're nearing completion, there are some finishing touches, some icing to put on that holiday cake, if you will. But that you could consider it NDOT's gift to the public here as we wrap up 2023 and head into 2024.
Now, Blake, I do have to say, just for the record, I normally wouldn't use the word icing and holidays in the same in the same thing. You know, let's not panic the village, Blake.
Oh, absolutely. we don't want to get that mixed up with the ice that we hope to see very little of, that's for sure.
Yeah. So also wanted to ask you about something that's maybe a little more pressing for some of our listeners, the new section of State Road 26 from Rossville to State Road 29. I understand that they're working on that section to the county line right now, but what is the continuing status of that?
Well, you know, again, you kind of hit the nail on the head. They're working on that right now. That may end up spilling into a little bit of 2024. You just can never really put a firm date on something being completed because, as always, we do have, you know, supply chain issues are a continuing challenge, one that we've combated as well as we can, and I think we've done a great job of that. But that's something that, you know, was needed to be addressed. The roads, you know, kind of aged with their life cycle, and it's something that, you know, we're continuing right now. We're working very hard on, and it's something that we hope to have done very soon. So I'm going to kind of leave everybody on a cliffhanger on that. Hopefully I'll have, you know, some more news on that to come, but that's something that kind of is going on right now. You know, you mentioned 26, also some new construction, you know, being completed on State Road 38 from Dayton, you know, to 39 and 421. That's something else there as well. You know, a lot of projects here that we're kind of wrapping up and, you know, getting ready to continue, if not complete here, by or after the start of 2024.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also the new section of 28 going through town that is about to be completed in Frankfort. If you have any detail about that specifically?
Yep, that's pretty much it. You know, it's almost done. It's something, you know, that we've been working on, you know, quite a long time as we wrap up construction season here. That's something that we've been very fortunate with the weather holding up, been, you know, really good to a lot of our guys out there this year. And, you know, it's about to be completed. Again, don't want to put a firm date on that just yet, but if you start seeing some of those, you know, barrels or barriers or, you know, orange construction signs starting to go away, you know, folks will know why, because that's something almost done and something that, again, a lot of our guys have just done a really, really phenomenal job with.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we start addressing some of the more local things on the second quarter, is there any other pressing first quarter stuff for 2024 we need to be aware of?
There is a new bridge on 39 South, you know, going toward Lebanon. That's on Region Run. But that's kind of, you know, the full scoop there of what's been going on, you know, as we kind of wrap up slash finish out 2023 into 2024. That 39 421 I mentioned was a Rossville project as well for the locals there in the northern part of the county. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, a lot of, like I said, a lot of exciting things. And when Ken, you mentioned that quarter too, I think people should be really excited because this list that I'm sure you're looking at, probably the same list as I am here. It's mm-hmm. It's about a page and a half long.
I've got like a 3-page thing, but maybe they zoomed in and gave me the big one.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting into the second quarter in Frankfort, I understand there are various ADA compliant sidewalks that will be, are they going to be starting that process or kind of wrapping up that process? Do we have a sense of that at all?
That's kind of looking like something they're going to be starting here. I've got some of our projects here lined up on my screen here, and it looks like that's going to be something. I've got it on Future Projects 2024 listed as the second quarter, so no real timetable beyond that. You know, that's something that we kind of got to take things stride as we start the construction season there. But ADA compliant sidewalks, that's something you know, that we're actually seeing in Frankfort and a lot of other areas as well. There's a lot of proposals, a lot of talks, just really from everywhere, from Fowler all the way down to Vigo County into Terre Haute, and from the state line, you know, all the way to Indianapolis and beyond that. Frankfort again. You know, that location that we're going to start that, estimated in quarter two of 2024. Of course, weather permitting, you know, spring can be a tricky time if you decide to get that, you know, late March, early April snow. But that's something that we want to get started here. That's something we plan on getting started. And it's something that we're really looking forward to, just to, you know, get in compliance with the ADA and, you know, help all folks of all abilities as best as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. And then the second quarter also has slated the U.S. 421 bridge over Cripe Run south of State Road 26, including some maintenance repair. Do we have a sense of that?
Yes. So some, you know, maintenance and repair. We do a lot of different things with our bridges. Just as people drive over them, they experience a lot of wear and tear. It's just part of the bridge's natural life cycle. So that U.S. 421 bridge over Cripe Run south of 26, that's no exception there. Just needs some maintenance and repair. So we're going to touch up on that. And we're going to, you know, anytime we get information on when that's starting, we like to send that out with our Gov Delivery press releases, which people can subscribe to. I'll kind of give some details on that as well here later on in the show. But that's something that you can look out for. That's something, you know, when that comes up, you'll want to plan a detour for. And when that official information is released, I'll be the one to write that up, send that out, and maybe come right back here on the program and let you know when that'll be starting and just when exactly that detour will be and when that'll all happen, if the detour is indeed necessary.
All right, and that's perfect, and we love that you're kind of getting into the fray with us and kind of keeping people up to speed of all this. And we want to mention also in the second quarter, State Road 26, man, that's just been a joy with all the stuff.
Absolutely. You know, it's a big talker, and it's a frequently traveled road. I know Road 26, you know, runs across the state. It actually runs in the eastern part of the state where I'm from as well. And, you know, so I drove that road all growing up, and, you know, here I am. I'm driving it more now here with the Indiana Department of Transportation. And, you know, it's a road that I've seen, you know, quite a bit throughout my life, and it's one that, you know, I'm 25 years old. You would drive on it for 25 years. It needs some repairs. So, you know, that's near Roscoe. We're doing surface treatment, micro-surfacing. Again, you know, years of people driving on that. We just try to keep as best maintenance as that as we can. And so that's something that, you know, we're doing that surface treatment there. That's from three-quarters of a mile west of U.S. 421 to three-quarters of a mile east of U.S. 421. That's about a 1.3-mile stretch there. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, you know, that area needs it. So we saw that, you know, we heard, you know, any concerns from the public. So we want to just address that as best as possible.
So as we now move out of second quarter to third quarter, I have some information here about a minor structural overlay around Kelly Road from Mash Road to U.S. 421, and various local streets will be affected by that HMA structural overlay. Give us some details on that.
Yeah, so just a minor structural overlay there. That's and those local streets you did mention, Clinton Drive, Clinton Street, First Street, McClurg Street, Ohio Street. That's another one that's up in the northern part of the county near Rossville. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, we saw those you know issues there. We wanted to you know take care of those as best as possible, and we just you know really just you know saw those concerns, needed those to be addressed. And so it's one of those, you know, we like to be proactive about everything we do, and whenever something comes up, we just you know we address it as best we can. And you know, no matter how far north, south, east, or west, all the roads here in Indiana, they need to be taken care of. And so we're just trying to be the best stewards of those tax dollars that we get for those roads as possible.
So the other one that we have, and again, it's State Road 26 washing up on our shores on third quarter, except it looks like this one is another project near Rossville, East Street from State Road 26 to East Quezon Street, and then the final one northwest in Mulberry that will affect some additional streets in that area. Can you give us the deets on that?
Yeah, so that one, as you mentioned, is just a little bit north of that last one we mentioned, East Street from State Road 26 to East Quezon Street. You know, that's the final one that's northwest in Mulberry, little town, little community. We like to, you know, not just take care of our big towns, but our small towns as well. And those streets that you mentioned, Brandon Street, Elm Street, First Street, Indiana Street, and is that Yount Street, I believe?
Yeah, Yount Street.
Yes, that's kind of a tricky one there on the pronunciation.
It looked just enough like bundt cake that I'm just taking a guess. I'm hoping I'm right.
Yeah, you know, that may be just the kind of that holiday spirit, as you mentioned, starting to creep in a little bit.
Okay, so before we move into our holiday travel tips, winter, being prepared for winter, all that stuff as you're traveling around the area, is there anything else we need to address on these projects, road projects in 2024? I don't have anything about fourth quarter, which I'm not really surprised because we're still in a fourth quarter, but is there anything we did not address?
You know, I would just say, you know, we've kind of talked about the nitty-gritty of what's happening. This is all, you know, really important projects, things that we want to take care of as best we can. But what I'd let people know also is anytime, you know, it may not be the heart of construction season now, but if you close your eyes and open them up, it's going to be springtime here before we know it. And it's, you know, kind of hard to think about it that way when it's Christmas time and everything. But, you know, we're going to be there, and it's going to be one of those things that you're going to start seeing those orange traffic barrels pop up, and you may think, oh man, I got to drive through construction again. But just remember, our guys and our gals are out there. They're working for you. Just be patient, you know, and if we do have some wrapping up projects here this year too, same rule applies. Just slow down, you know, abide by the posted speed limit. Make sure you're buckled up. What we emphasize to a lot of people too is that any accidents that happen in a construction zone are tragic, but a lot of times it ends up being the driver that is the one that unfortunately ends up, being, you know, falling victim to that. So we one accident, one injury or death is one too many, and we just want to make sure we can eliminate all possible hazards on the roadway, and especially in a construction zone, because those are areas that do require a little bit of a speed limit change. So just slow down, be patient, you know, don't sneak up behind anybody, honk your horns. I know a lot of guys mentioned that, you know, kind of startles them a little bit, but you know, as you drive by, just wave them and smile, and you know, just, you know, give them a good thank you, you know, because I know anytime that these guys hear a thank you from the community, they just really appreciate that, because you know, they also live in these communities. They also drive on these roads. And it's just something that I think just as much as you want these roads fixed, they want to get the roads fixed too, so they can go home to their families and you know, enjoy those special holidays too this time of year.
So before we get into the holiday travel, we're talking to Blake Dollier here on Party Line on WILO. He's involved in the public relations side of NDOT and bringing us up to speed on these various projects. And as luck has it, I think Melissa Miller, whose voice seems to have recovered a little bit, heard me drowning on the air about a half hour ago, and she decided to come in and do her impersonation of Mo the Bartender from The Simpsons. No, not really, but she did have...
He's not far off, believe me. It's
Rod Stewart, I'm a fan. I love Maggie May.
Thank you, but anyway.
Bonnie Tyler. So, I guess Melissa wanted to ask you about something specifically about the Rocheville work here.
Yeah, the 26th project at Rocheville. We know it's not going to be done. I mean, there's a lot going on that side of it. But we did notice that they've done some paving and everything there. Are they looking at possibly maybe down the road being able to open up a little bit of that just to make it safer for people who live in the area?
That's something I would say is to be determined. I know I actually just wrote up a press release on that the other day. That's something I would say that's kind of still up in the air. We're trying to get that open as quick as we can for people in that area, but I don't want to just necessarily promise that right away.
Sure.
Because like we've got a lot of those projects on 26, and you know, it's kind of a balancing act, juggling act. But I will say we're working toward it. We're going to get it open as soon as we can. So I'm going to have to leave you on another cliffhanger there. But stay tuned, because that is one I have had my eye on recently. And, you know, it's one that I know, like you said, a lot of people are ready for that to be open. And I will say when it is open, too, it'll be a lot better shape. So,
oh, yeah.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. We were just, like I said, well, I live in the area, for one, full disclosure. But... If not, and we understand that, you know, there's a lot there to get done, but is there a possibility that you may look at either 800 North or 700 North, because there are a lot of people, local traffic, using those as detours, semis and stuff are using the main highways, but you're seeing a lot of the local traffic having to use those as detours. And I know when you did the west side of 26 from 29... to Lafayette, you guys redid 800 North and you know, repaved it, made it nice, a lot easier to travel. Is this something that you made down the road? Of course, temperature now, you know, it's going to be hard to do anything, but is that something that you may have to look at, maybe doing that on the east side as well?
Yeah, and especially like you mentioned too, if there are a lot of community concerns, you know, what we want to tell people, too, is please report those to us, because if there's an area like that, you know, that sees that heavy travel or something like that, and it needs to be addressed, you know, the only way we can address it is if we know it. So I would encourage anybody, you know, concerned about that wants us to look into that more, just go to NDOT4U.com, and it's pretty much like it sounds. It's that customer service. If you're kind of concerned, want us to take a look at that. I don't see that on my map just at this time, but that's not to say that if we got some concerns about that we wouldn't investigate that, look into that, and if there was something we could do about that, then we kind of take steps in that direction. So I would just tell everybody, if you do have a concern about that, please do reach out. It's not something we're offended by that. You know, we want to take care of these roads as best we can. So the only way we can do that is if people reach out. So
I know, you know, Christmas is right around the corner. And of course, winter time, we've kind of dodged the bullet right here in north central Indiana, the last couple of cold snaps. But it's going to get us eventually. We already know that. So So,
absolutely.
What's your recommendations for holiday travel and just winter travel in general?
Well, holiday and winter travel, you know, they're very tricky, shall we say, especially in the northern part of the state and the northern part of the NDOT West Central area. I would say, you know, just starting with holiday travel, we are really blessed this year. I mean, we've seen maybe a couple dustings of snow up near Frankfort. I know I'm, you know, down in the southern part of our area, but, you know, really just a couple dustings at most. And so I would say that while the Christmas forecast, if I were to pull that up, looks pretty good for now, we've got to remember, we live in Indiana. We live in the Midwest. You can wake up and it could be beautiful and sunny outside like it is today, and then you could go to sleep, wake up the next day, and have a coating of snow on the ground. So I would say just always be prepared. We know we're going to travel. I've heard a lot of rumors that there's going to be record travel this year. I can't say for a fact that, you know, we have any hard predictions out ourselves, but what I can say is over the Thanksgiving holiday, we did see elevated travel, especially on major highways and interstates. So make sure you've got a full tank of gas. That's something you don't want to end up stranded on the side of the road. NDOT has also recently picked up the Buckle Up, Phone Down campaign, and that is a really, it just says it all. It came from the Missouri Department of Transportation, and a lot of state DOTs across the country are picking that up. NDOT is no exception. So buckle up. You know, obviously it's the law. You know, you can get a ticket if you don't wear your seatbelt, but more importantly, it's not to just avoid a ticket. It's for your safety. So buckle up, phones down. That's a pretty obvious one as well. But just reminding everybody that you really do not need any message can wait, or you can pull over. There's just so many things you can do to be safer out on the roads than distracted driving. And of course, driving slow, driving the speed limit, less construction zones now, but if you do run into those, you know, be careful as well. Distracted driving obviously is big with the buckle up, phone down, but also, you know, it is the time of year. A lot of people like to go out and like to spend time with their families, and sometimes that can include the consumption of alcoholic beverages. So we just encourage everybody, if you are, you know, driving, you know, to not drink and drive. Obviously, that's the big one. Or if you're in town and can call an Uber service, a Lyft service, we encourage that as well. Just staying off the road if you've been consuming alcohol. You know, we're not telling everybody you can't celebrate, but we're saying to celebrate responsibly. And you know, maybe if somebody at the party wants to be a designated driver, you know, hats off to those people, because really getting a designated driver can save lives.
Yeah, definitely. That's always been my job.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, there's absolutely no shame in doing so. It's a great idea, and it's not worth the risk. You know, not only are there legal challenges, our partners at ISP have talked about quite a bit, but also, you know, just safety is the most important thing. And so we just encourage everybody to be as safe as you can. And another thing you can do, you know, distracted and impaired driving and buckling up aside, you know, there are the unfortunate circumstances too where the vehicle breaks down. I know I've been there. I know everybody's been there at some point. So it's just important to have an emergency kit with jumper cables, a flashlight, food, phone charger, blankets, warm clothing, you know, all those things. Food being a big one for me, especially, you know, I'm glycemic. So if people have, you know, a certain medical condition like myself or, you know, something like that, just having that snack while you're stressed out, broke down on the side of the road is important, you know, and the phone charger so you can call for help. Of course, do not call or text while driving. You know, that's, I'll remind everybody of that. But you know, just those things that maybe you don't think about that you should be thinking about ahead of holiday travel, especially if you're going a long distance. And these things, you know, they don't just apply if you're traveling in Indiana. You could drive really from, you know, New York to L.A., and all these things could be very helpful as well.
Now, I know, like you said, we've had a couple of dustings of snow in the area, and the crews were out, and they put the brine on the bridges, and then it ended up not being needed. But how long does that last when they do put that out? Do you have an idea what the life expectancy is on that?
So I'll have to check on that, because I think it kind of depends, too, on just, you know, how much is needed. Because obviously, you know, there's different conditions that call for different things. If you put stuff, you know, we have different stuff that works better and, you know, kind of that closer to freezing temperatures versus colder things. But, you know, kind of what it is, it brines a solution of salt and water. So You know, it's really, really nothing earth-shattering. It's a very highly concentrated solution. But what I can tell you time-wise, too, is, you know, it depends on, of course, the temperatures. Everything is weather permitting. But it's not this instant magic cure. A lot of people think, you know, it's like Frosty the Snowman. You throw the salt on the sidewalk, and you're going to melt. Well, that's not necessarily the case. This does take time to take into effect. And so kind of with that pre-treatment, that brining we do, is like, say, the night before, say it's a Friday night, and we're expecting maybe some below-freezing temperatures. And, you know, not just below-freezing temperatures in the air, but on the roadway, because it could be 36 outside, but if it's 31 on the road, well, it's still going to freeze. And, you know, that's something. So we try to prepare for that, and, you know, that's something that we put on, and we just try to pre-treat it as best as possible and, you know, remind folks, too, that just because it's cold out or it's warmed up doesn't mean the road temperature is, you know, weather permitting as well, and you could hit a sheet of black ice, and that can last a lot longer than people expect. Even after it warms up, if the road temperature is still cold, you know, just remember that these things aren't the instant magic cure. They help, but you still have to kind of take those holiday driving safety tips into account as well.
I know, you know, anything else that you really want to talk about as far as people being prepared, and I know one of the big things that people get upset about is their mailboxes and how they have a tendency to take a beating during the winter. is there anything that people can do to make it a little easier on their mailboxes and also make it a little easier for the guys that are out there taking care of the road crew?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what I'll say too is, I myself have been a victim of, you know, the snow plow in the mailbox. So don't misunderstand. I speak from experience. It's like, oh man, where did it go? I went to check my mail and it's scattered across the lawn, you know. it does happen. It's not something that we intend to do, but it's just something we live in that part of the country that everybody's got to deal with it, right?
Yeah.
It's something that we, obviously our drivers, you know, try to avoid those. I've seen some really, really creative ways people have gone around this, whether they just pour some extra concrete in to keep the pole, you know, really locked into the ground. I've seen that. I've seen people put up like pieces of plywood over the mailbox to shield it, because what people don't realize, they think the snowplow drives by and it's like there's a big bullseye on the mailbox and they target it. But that's not necessarily the case. What a lot of times happens is you see these plows drive by and, you know, kind of you get that tidal wave of snow going up, up and away. And so what happens is the snow hits it, especially if it's a really wet snow, packs in there like a snowball, or ice chunks get in there. It'll hit that mailbox, and just the blunt force of that, it's like it hitting anything. You know, if it were to hit something, it would cause it to move. And so it'll hit that mailbox, and it'll cause it to fly off. So whether that be just, you know, making sure that's extra secure, you know, putting something up to maybe act as a shield can help as well. Obviously, you don't want to put things in the right-of-way of the road. That's something we encourage people. But, you know, your mailbox being right there, as long as the mail lady can make sure she can get your mail in there and, you know, that it's not blocked, everybody knows where it is, you know, then everybody's happy and everybody wins. Because, like I said, I really don't want my mail scattered across the lawn myself, especially Christmas time. You know, a lot of people are getting Christmas cards, Christmas gifts. So, you know, if we do get to that point, it's not looking likely that we'll have that issue too much this year so far, but you know, the instant I say that, it could get rocky out there. So you know, keep that in mind. Those are kind of the best tips I have, and like I said, I'm not alone, you're not alone. We do our best to, you know, go around those as safely as we can. And so you know, just like I said, you know, smile, wave at the plow driver, and you know, if you show them that respect too, they're going to show that respect right back.
Right.
I know a lot of the guys personally, and they've told me things about it too. It's, you know, they're always like, you know, doing their best they can to not do that. And I think in recent years too, we've been a lot more proactive about that.
Well, and I've actually had guys actually come out and help me put the mailbox back up. So,
I haven't heard you know, of that, but you know, until you told me that. But that's, you know, for me personally too, working here, you know, that's just you know, kind of heartwarming, you know, holiday spirit. Oh no, I knocked their mailbox off. Well, let's put it back and make sure everything's good to go.
Yeah. Well, you're old enough to remember Weebles, right?
What was that?
Weebles. Do you remember Weebles as a kid?
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, long time ago, my brother actually took his mailbox in and took it out of the ground and fixed it up so it's like a weeb. So now when it gets knocked over, it just automatically springs back. It may spin around and be facing the wrong direction, but it doesn't seem to get taken out quite as easily as what it used to. It's pretty
cool. Well, like I said, I've heard some creative ideas, and I think that might be the most creative. So if folks listening out there, take notes. That is a stellar idea. I think that's one that NDOT could get behind.
Well, we thank you so much for calling in. Anything else that you want our listeners to know before we cut you loose? And we want to tell you, make sure you have a happy holiday with your family and mm-hmm. friends and everything, and be safe out there.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for always being available
and always cheerful. Oh, I've never heard a down day with Blake Dollier. Well, there's some traffic. You've never done that, so bless you.
Well, thank you guys very much.
Because if I was the PR guy for NDOT, I would probably sound a lot more depressed. And I don't know how you do it, but more power to you, Blake.
I'm surprised you haven't aged 20 years already.
Yes.
I'm just out here living the dream. You know, I'm fortunate to be here. I'm fortunate to be in the spot I am. And, you know, it's a great place to work. You know, what I will say, anything else, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody. You know, don't crowd the plow. If you're interested in coming and plowing for us too, we're always accepting those applications. So, you know, ndotjobs.com. And just, you know, just be careful out there. Just be careful as we hit the roads this holiday season.
All righty. Well, thank you, Blake, for calling in. We appreciate it every time. And, you know, we've got an open phone line and an open door here. Whenever you need to get any news out there, just let us know.
Yeah.
Likewise. If you guys ever need anything, let me know. And take care and, you know, have a happy, safe holiday season.
You too.
All right. Be safe, Blake. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Blake Dollier from NDOT. He's on the public relations side of things and very appreciated. He was kind of like a force of nature when we had him here in person.
He's a really cool. I struggle really hard saying really cool guy. I mean, to me, he's a kid, but I know he's not. You know, mm-hmm. he's a grown man and everything. But
he does read young.
He is in a good young. Way. He is young. I mean, but very knowledgeable and knows his job and loves his job and is willing to come on any time we need mm-hmm. him to come on and. Mm-hmm. He's always sending out press releases, so, you know, hey, fantastic.
Yeah. Melissa, I got to say, I'm astonished to see you. I must have really just flown this thing right into the wall before you got in here.
I didn't realize you were here by yourself.
Cindy.
I knew Cindy had something else going, and it just totally slipped my mind.
Thank you
guys for holding down the fort.
Well, I knew you were.
I have been on my backside for the last few days. It's been bad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've not had a sinus infection knock me out like that.
Yeah, ever?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Must be because I'm getting older. It sucks.
Well, and of course, of course, Cindy and I. The problem was that, you know, Melissa's texting us, letting us know specifics about how she's feeling, which I don't need to share. But the thrust of it is Cindy and I are kind of like suddenly we're Sherlock Holmes. We have to deduce what it is. So we're like, okay, so is the throat pain kind of a dull ache or is it sharp and stabby? So I'm just glad you don't have strep or don't.
Yeah, no. Well, I've never had strep, so I had to ask questions because I don't know what that's like.
Oh, you'll know.
That's what I heard. My daughter's had it once. She told me you would know. So
it's a pain that Hall's mentholyptus will not alleviate.
I will say that for anybody out there listening, I did test for COVID. I tested 4 times mm-hmm. to make sure that there was nothing there over the last week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
So she's fine, basically fine.
Yeah, still got a little stuffiness, but otherwise I'm feeling, I feel human today.
Yeah, you seem much more vibrant today. Yeah. I mean, even yesterday we were starting to come out of it, but it's always that thing where you sound worse than
you feel, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yesterday I was doing a pretty bad Lauren Bacall. It was pretty deep. It's deep now anyway, but it was really bad yesterday.
Well,
the voice is coming back.
Well,
whether you guys like it or not.
Well, anyway. this bogey appreciates your Lauren Bacall coming in and saving my sorry butt this morning. Of all the gin joints and radio studios I had to walk into. Melissa, good to see you back, and I hope we'll see you back in fighting trim on Monday.
Yep, we'll all be back in. You're going to be taking a couple of days off here.
Mm-hmm. End of next week. So
yeah, taking some vacation days. Mm-hmm.
We'll still have a morning show for you. There won't be. I'll still be handling that stuff. I'm just not going to be so easily visible on some other fronts.
No, Cindy and I are going to handle party line, and Michael's already written me an instruction booklet to make sure I can get Hoosier Land up, mm-hmm. fired up and going.
Which also tells me my directions must have been absolutely horrid.
No, it's called I was obviously starting to get sick because I couldn't retain anything.
Physically or mentally.
Mentally, yeah. Exactly.
Well, anyway, it's good to see you back in something like fighting trim. So,
Now. Take her home. Now
I say that, but next, you know what it's going to be? Monday, she'll be Bonnie Tyler. It's a heartache. Total eclipse of the heart.
It's just called I'm going to limit my conversation, and I'm sure my husband's going to appreciate it.
She's limiting the conversation because she doesn't want to open herself up for more Bonnie Tyler comparisons. It's WILO. Good to see you. HoosierLandTV.com with the most recent episode, the one we just did. You can find that anytime. Party line page at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County Daily News.com websites. Look for that for the 5 most recent episodes. And of course, we'll do a replay of this very episode. If you want to check out Blake Dollier and make sure you understand everything going on with the road projects and safe road travel, we'll have the replays at 5 p.m. and midnight. Todd Berryman for Melissa Miller and Cindy Lovelace, thanks so much for your company today. WILO, The Party Line.